Folks, and welcome to episode 136 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 26th, 2012, from my award-winning communications basement. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Yeah, how's everybody doing? It's been a terrific week here at the Hinky Dinky Time Media Complex. We've been hardscaped. That's correct. We've had a crew here all week putting in a walkway, putting in stone beds and borders. It's just beautiful. The driveway's been redone. From the front gate of the vast estate to the media center, it's a quarter of a mile plus another mile after the turn. It's a long way to the media center. Right now, how about a little Slim Whitman, just because?
The love song of the waterfall. I hear
like Slim? How about a little more Slim? That's right. Slim Gaylord and the trio cement mixer.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A puddly vooty, puddly vooty, puddly scooty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I puddly vooty, puddly vooty, blah blah. I think that I shall never see a poem as funny as a lovely as a tree, and that vooty vooty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Putty put, putty put, putty putty. Putty putty, cement mixer, putty putty. A puddly puddly, puddly 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 puddly. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. A muffle jaws, a twinkle jaws, smoothie. Avocado, avocado seeds. A super sud. Super sud, super sud, super sud.
A Valtorini.
Valtorini, Valtorini. Twinkle, 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 little bit, and goodbye, booty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I putty 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 booty.
Let's say we keep it on the slim tip with a little slim harpo. I got love if you want it.
And do myself, but that's it myself. You mistreat me, baby, but someone else, but someone else.
The face, as you can see clearly if you're viewing Stickham right now, that was the High Numbers ripping off Slim Harpo. And if you don't know, the High Numbers were a band that had previously been known as The Who and would shortly once again be known as The Who. That was an attempt at giving them a more mod name when they were cashing in on the mod thang in Britain, courtesy of a very ill-advised business manager. It didn't last long. Song sounds pretty cool, though, even if it is theft. You know, we gotta keep paying tribute to the late, great Dick Clark, just because I found this.
The music that you're hearing is the sound of the teens. It's uptight with pretense, because it knows what it means. What I've learned from my life spent with teens and their songs is when they ask what's right, we just tell them what's wrong. Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild. Selling grass in schoolyards, blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes, blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board, blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. Define the word disaster, some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips and for dropping out and turning on and on. And on. blame the kids.
Why not? Blame the kids.
Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded double session too few teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth has gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel just because we say it's so. They know the mess we made of things. How can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. And those who live come back to us, forgiving and unbowed. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
An open letter to the older generation. That was the late Dick Clark speaking about what's right and what's wrong with the young people of America. I wonder if he meant Jerry Beckley. I don't know. Just don't know.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden.
Yeah.
was America, Sister Golden Hair, personal favorite. This is Otis Redding.
I've got dreams, dreams to remember. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Honey, I saw you there last night. Another man's arms holding you tight. Nobody knows what I feel inside. All I know, I walked away and cried. I've got dreams, dreams to remember. Listen to me.
I've got dreams.
Rough dreams. Just a friend, but I saw him kiss you again and again. These eyes of mine, they don't fool me. Why did he hold you so tenderly? I've got dreams to remember. Listen, honey.
That's Mr. Otis Redding. He did not have to scream all the time. This is Arthur Conley. He's going to get funky. He might have to scream a little. You never can tell.
One used to be the shotgun. Two used to be the bad boogaloo. Three used to be the swing sing-a-ling. Four used to be the funk that folk told us. Got on funk and street. Digging the funk. Get beat the night. Got on funk and street. That's where the groove.
coming from everywhere. They're coming from the east, coming from the west. This is not the one that they love the best. Everybody, they got to hit the floor. Three, come on, baby, go with me. Two used to be the bad boogaloo. One got to have just a little fun.
Oh yeah, we're down on Funky Street. We're doing the funky beat. I'd like to welcome my dad and I presume Sherry back to the Midwest. It looks like they're home from their trip to Baltimore. I've got a leftover request I'd like to stick in right here for my dad. He asked to hear this song a couple weeks ago. I don't know if he meant this version. There's a pretty good chance he had the Dionne Warwick in mind. But this is the Marvelettes. Talking to me with the message to Michael. It's time to answer the musical question. What was the number 40 song this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week? Well, it was this one, climbing the charts, Mr. Diamond of Brooklyn, New York. Thank you.
just one song sung. Blue, every garden grows warm. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. A subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, start feeling good. You simply got no choice.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the home. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike your heart, let me hold the game.
Well, I can't really say that I have a Cubs report prepared for this evening, but it is baseball season, and I should probably say something. The Cubs are pretty bad at baseball. They should probably try something else. But the fact is, they did just host the reigning world champion St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-game stand at Wrigley Field and did win 2 out of 3 games, both of them in a walk-off fashion. Also, it's possible, although it's a little early to tell, that Brian Lahair, who's hitting about .365, might be for real, but it's too early to say. It would be nice. It would be nice, but it's too early to say. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, as you know, the wonderful white-winged warrior has taken time off from crushing crime to attend his class reunion.
Pardon me, aren't you Miss Harpy, my old school teacher?
What about it?
Well, I just thought...
Stand up straight.
Yes, I will.
Hands out of your pockets.
Right.
Now, what do you want?
I just thought I'd come
Stand
over...
Stand on your left foot.
On my left foot?
I said left.
Right.
Now, speak up.
I just thought I'd come over and
what?
Say... Hello.
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 What's your name?
Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor what?
Benton Harbor, sir.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Could I get off my left foot?
Hold on there.
I'm trying to, but it's very difficult.
Is that you, Yo-Yo?
Yes, yes.
Well, bless my stars.
Okay, if I can just get off my...
Oh, Mr. Ranker! Mr. Ranker!
Yes?
Come over here and see who's all grown up on us. Yo-Yo, you remember Mr. Ranker, our beloved principal.
Hello, Mr. Ranker, our beloved principal.
Shut up! What do you want?
I just wanted to ask...
I'll ask the questions here.
Right.
Right what?
Right, ma'am.
Sir.
Sir.
But, Mr. Ranker, don't you recognize
If you have something to say, raise your hand. All right, what do you want?
Mr. Ranker, that's Yo-Yo Harbor standing there.
Yeah? Why aren't you home in bed?
Well, I only wanted
Not
to...
Not you, him.
I'm here for the class reunion, Mr. Ranker.
You mean you've graduated?
Yes, sir.
Are you lying to me?
No, sir, I really did.
What are you doing now, Yo-Yo?
Well, I sell shoes Monday through Friday.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Isn't that nice, Mr. Ranker?
Yeah, nice, that's okay.
And on weekends, I fight crime as the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
You see, I am Chicken Man.
Why do you lie so much?
I'm not lying to you, Mr.
Oh, Yo-Yo, why did you do that?
Always lying. Caught again. Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Could I get off my left foot?
Why, no. Why, you just stand on your foot until we tell you to get off.
Well, just how long can a man stand on his left foot at a class reunion? Aren't Ranker and Harpy well-named? And another thing, wouldn't that be a neat high school to drop out of? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Not nearly as neat as the high school I dropped out of, let me tell you. Here's one going out to the returnees from Baltimore and to my young... ambitious, talented, beautiful, remarkable younger brother. Did I mention younger? He's younger than me. It's the truth. Nick, who's unfortunately or sadly or for better or worse, left behind in Baltimore. Some Randy Newman. It's hard. It's really, really hard. You think this is easy? This is hard.
Beat up little seagull. On a marble step, trying to find an ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard time by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here for free. Yeah.
That's Randy Newman off of the Lonely at the Top LP in Baltimore. Right now, this is Mr. Louis Nye.
Hello, America. Listen, like is the first soft drink made just for us girls. You know what I mean? In our tutus. That's because like has no cola coloring, no caffeine, and silly willy, just no 6 spoons of sugar. That's why it can be so bright, fresh, clear, sparkling, clean, crisp, and marvy poo. And have such a clean, unmasked flavor. Like first soft drink made just for us girls. Just for girls and us gay guys. You silly devil. See you later.
We've got the first refresher just for girls.
My name is Gordon Hathaway. I'm from Manhattan, and I'm a party doll. How about that? Well, some cats and myself will swing a bit of authentic Zulu rhythm, so boom-a-locka-chimba, and you should know, tis a day, tis a day, tis a day, oh, oh! Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-arino. That was a gasser, cats. Just fantabulous. Now let's hear from the Men's Glee Club. So, attention. All right, community, swing.
Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o. Hi-ho, Steve-o.
Hill and Gully Riders, I must get back to the office, so hi-ho, Steve-o.
Hi-ho, Steve-o.
Hi-ho, Steve-o. That is Louis Nye for Steve Allen and whatever beverage he was pimping at the beginning of the song. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. This is the Capitals.
Yes, we.
Oh, yeah. We got a thing that's in the groove. It's Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We've got time for a few more songs before we reach the bottom of the hour and we have to say goodnight. But we're not there yet. Right now, this is D. Clark, who's feeding us the hot potato.
A millionaire, 'cause you made me cry so much in the past. Since we've been together, I'm gonna
drop you like a hot potato.
Because of you,
you just a rotten tomato.
Now my mind is made up and I'm gonna go. My heart's gotten strong, I ain't gonna take it no more. I'm gonna
drop you like a hot potato.
Yes, I am.
You just a rotten tomato.
And I ain't gonna stand the stuff you're putting down. No more,
no more,
no more,
no more.
Now if I had a dollar bill for every lie that you told me, I know I'd be a rich man. 'Cause you'd have lied so much in the past. Since we've been together, I'm gonna
drop you like a hot potato.
Because of you,
you just a rotten tomato.
And I'm getting sick and tired of your cheating and your lying. I'm gonna cut you loose, oh baby, I ain't jiving. No,
drop you like a hot potato.
Yes, I am.
You just a rotten tomato.
And I ain't gonna stand for the stuff you're putting down. No more,
no more,
no more,
no more,
no more.
There's no explanation for that, so I'm not going to offer one. I'm just going to tell you that that was Hot Potato by D. Clark, or most of it. And this is, hopefully, all of Hot Tamale by Bobby Hatfield, who was one half of the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
You've got a Mexican drive-in in your town, don't you? I know that we've got several around here. It's where I go for my guacamole sauce. Right now, we're going to listen to the Isley Brothers and their version of Nobody But Me. If I could turn back the hands of time, I would certainly check every track I ever play on the program for glitches in the sound file. I'm sorry, but I just can't do that. You know, not long ago we lost Miss Etta James, and of course her version of her best-known song, At Last, is certainly untoppable. But I think this version by Miss Eva Cassidy is very, very good, and it's how we're going to wrap things up tonight, frankly, folks. It's been a joy playing music for you. Thanks for sticking with me through the entire program. If you're listening to this on the rebroadcast, thank you, too. Yeah.
Smile. Oh, when they
If you missed the beginning of the show, stay tuned in a few moments for the start of the rebroadcast, the encore performance. Otherwise, I'll meet you back here next week. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there. Making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. Prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?